American Joe is here.
Live
in the UK. Should we bring him in?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay, then.
Here comes Joseph Grant, our official American listener. How are you?
Doing well, Chris. Good to see you.
It's a we've already met.
Yeah, we have.
We went out.
It's good to see you again.
Thank you very much. And you. And you just met Dave and Will today for the first time. You've already met me and Lizzie, because we went out the other week. We went out on Friday.
Yeah, I think it was Friday.
This Friday or the Friday before?
It was this Friday.
Just gone, right. Mm-hmm. So we went out on Friday, and he turned up to see us at one of our local pubs. And, see, I don't know what I'm allowed to say about your trip.
You can say anything you want to about it.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
About who you with?
Everything is wide open, absolutely.
Wow, what a trip. Boing. So, he didn't bring his friend with him, because, and I said, why not? And he said, because she hates you. Mm. So that was a good start. And you've been out for dinner.
I mean, hate is a strong word.
Dislike intensely, I think.
Hate was your word, though, to be fair.
Was it really?
Yeah, that's the word you used.
Okay. She probably does hate you.
And then we had a few drinks, and then, because he didn't get to the pub till about 20 past 10, of course, you know, apart with the exception of New Year's Eve, all the pubs close at 11 o'clock in this country.
Right.
So we didn't know where to go. So a friend of mine, decided that he was going to go down to the local gay bar, which was open late. So I asked Joe if he wanted to come, and after opening the door for 3 seconds, he goes, sure. So we went to this gay bar, and we go upstairs, and it's really quiet. It's like, imagine it's like a really nice bar upstairs, and then downstairs is kind of like with the stage and the long bands. That's like the club part.
Right.
So we're up in the bar, and then our friend wants to go down and see the drag act. So I said to Joe, you all right with us? And Joe goes, yeah, not a problem. So we go downstairs, and the drag act, see, now, it's not my idea of drag, right? Because my idea of drag is a man who dresses up and looks like a woman. Not a man who dresses up and looks like a man dressed up. Right? He looks like a pantomime dame. Right? And so masculine, right? And well, didn't even really have one of those camp gay voices. It was like, you know, all right, they're coming up on stage. It was like a bloke, right? Dressed in really bad women's clothes. So, we're standing there, and it's rubbish, but we're having a drink and a chat and everything. Joe turns around to me. I said to Joe, you must have been to... New York must be full of gay bars, right? He's like, yeah, sure, they're all over the place. And you've been, right? No. Okay.
I haven't.
Then he turns around to me, and he literally kind of pulls me aside and goes, you're not a, you know, you're not gay, are you?
I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. And I'm like, no,
I mean, you seemed like you were getting really chummy with everybody who was there. So I was like,
I wasn't getting chummy, but it was, you know, and I'm like, you know, look, Joe, it's a late bar, right? Yeah, right. We can get in, right? We can have a drink. End of story.
That's your story. There's plenty of places to drink
at
that
time. You can't
talk
with your friend Gay James, and you got your gay pubs and the gay toilets.
So it was one night when we stumbled into one of these hostelries.
You stayed there for 3 hours.
We never stayed there for 3 minutes. Quickest pint on record.
All right, so we have a little Chris Moyle Show quiz to test your knowledge.
Okay.
On how much you know about the show.
Bring it on.
Okay, all right then. Which football team does Will support?
The... Everton.
Everton? No. Everton is Dave's team. Which team do I support?
You are a Leeds fan.
Yeah, correct.
Be very careful, by the way, because I think those questions come up later on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You haven't read any further.
No, I haven't read them yet. And I believe you watched the game last night.
I did, in fact.
Yeah. Who was playing last night?
It was Doc Martens versus, who was it? Strongbow.
Correct, right. So there you go.
Thank you.
And who won?
Strongbow.
Strongbow, well, that's right.
3-0.
Okay, how much weight did I lose last year?
You lost 14 stone.
No.
What's a stone, about a pound and a half?
No. A stone is 14 pounds.
Oh, okay. You lost 4 stone.
No. I lost 2 stone.
2 stone.
What is Lizzie's favorite drink?
It's gin and tonic.
No.
Oh, it is too?
Yeah, it is.
It's gin and slim.
Wow. Still gin and tonic.
Yeah, but this tonic thing is very important.
Wait, what's slim?
Slimline tonic.
What does that mean?
It's less fattening than
diet
normal tonic.
It's like diet coke.
There's no fat in tonic.
Oh,
it's liquid.
I don't know. Okay, name two of Will's former jobs.
He was a presenter. Power. that's one, and the other, either was a presenter or a DJ somewhere. A voiceover DJ. Guy and a presenter.
Yeah, okay.
And,
yeah.
quite tough.
True or false? Thin Lizzy has actually got three nipples.
That's false.
It is false. So actually, you get a pink. Last year, we held an amnesty and appealed for listeners to send us their fake what?
Fake, about what time of the year was it?
August, September, or October.
Yeah, something like that.
Like a fake, it was like a fake object?
Yeah, fake what?
I should know this. Give me a hint, I need a hint.
Okay, you use it to tell the time.
Fake watches, fake Rolexes and whatnot.
No, it's sundials. Yeah. Sorry about that.
And clocks.
Which radio and DJ is normally on after us at 6 o'clock?
Dave Pierce?
You're correct, yes.
I don't listen to his show, by the way.
Okay.
You should, it's very good.
Yeah. I'm sure.
He is outstanding.
Plug away.
He is sensational. With whom did Will recently record a cover version of Something Stupid?
Some girl from Hearsay. It's...
Whoa. How can you call her some girl from Hearsay? This is the love of Will's dreams.
congratulations, Will. you know, I've only ever seen... First off, Hearsay is not really a big thing in America.
Well, I'm not sure.
Yes, I have been listening... Manoa? Lamoa? Noah?
No, not Noah. in fact, nobody from the Bible.
Okay. Wilhelmina?
well, you're getting close.
Getting close.
Oh.
And name begins with an M.
Moesha? No.
Macaroni?
Michael Millicent?
Jackson. No, not Millicent.
I have no clue.
Really?
Okay. Mabel? No.
Mabel from here.
What does it end with?
E.
It ends with Eileen.
Oh, Mylene. Right.
Yes, it's right. Correct.
I knew that.
Who is my favorite member of S Club 7?
The good-looking one?
Yes, but which one?
I don't even know their names.
Hannah was the answer.
Hannah, right.
Who is Dave Will's favorite members of S Club 7?
One of the guys?
Jeez.
Yes, it's the boys that were hanging out in the Blue Oyster Bar the other night.
What? But listen, you are so out of order, Dave. Look, because we were hanging out in a gay bar, and when I say hanging out, by the way, we weren't, you know, tripping on the floor.
We were just visiting.
We were just having a drink, okay? With our homosexual pals. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with
that. You took him to the brown hat.
Took him to the brown hat. So this is your UK quiz. How many times have you been to the UK?
Three times.
Three times, okay. And obviously you listen to us every day.
Mm-hmm.
So this is your UK quiz.
Okay.
All right?
Bring it on.
And we spoke to lots of different people who work at Radio 1.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have got them all on tape, and they're going to say something, and then there's a question for you, okay?
Got it.
All right. Here's the first one. Will I play it now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey up, Joe. This is Andy from Newsbeat. Now, as you can guess, I'm not from London. I've been up since Cracker Sparrow Fart. But, Joe, can you tell where in the UK I come from?
Well, there you go. Can you tell where he's from?
He comes from... Upper Wycombe.
No. No. Do you want to go for which part of the UK?
I would guess that he is from the north... He's from northeast of London, towards the coast. Maybe, where they drink cider all the time?
No, you're not doing well here.
Okay.
He's from the north.
Okay.
He's from Sheffield.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, Sheffield, sure. Where they sort of filmed, the Full Monty.
That's right, correct.
Steel Town.
All right, are you ready for the second one?
Bring it on.
Okay.
Why, aye, man, it's Scott here from Radio 1 Online. Now, if I was going out in the town to meet a lass, I might say, all right, pet, what fettle? But Joe, can you tell where in the UK I come from?
There you go.
Definitely Scotland.
No.
that's so Scott. Aye, lassie.
No.
Aye, all right today.
Let me play it again, all right?
Wait, aye, man. It's Scott here from Radio 1 Online.
He's Welsh.
Here's a clue.
Wait, aye, man.
Why, aye, man? Fishy in the dishy? When the boat comes in?
But when the boat comes in, then... Sheffield?
No. He's from Newcastle.
He's a Geordie.
That's right, yeah.
You're right,
you see? They're very good, all right. You ready for another one?
Yeah, bring it on.
Okay.
Hello, it's Aled here from Dave Pearce's Late Drive Show.
Oh.
Where I come from in the UK, we have our very own language. So if I wanted to wish someone a happy birthday, I'd say, Penblwydd Hapus. But Joe, can you tell where in the UK I come from?
He has his very own language, which means clearly that he is from Leeds. No, he's from Wales.
He is from Wales! Congratulations. You ready for another?
Bring it on.
Hi, Joe. This is Mikey from the Evening Session. Now, you may think my accent sounds familiar, but don't be fooled. I'm a native now. So where in the UK do you think I'm from?
London, for sure.
Correct.
By LA.
Do you know, well, there you go. You just screwed up my next question.
Sorry.
Okay. And finally, because you're doing okay.
Okay.
You can redeem yourself with this one.
Hello, Joe. It's Comedy Dave from The Chris Moore Show, and I'd just like to say that if I was ordering a delicious pudding for a girl in a restaurant, I might say, Pengua Combo, but where in the world am I from?
Dave is from Hong Kong.
Yeah! Correct! Yay! Well done. Congratulations.
Pengua Combo.